Something in our blood appears to play a key role in aging, Don, and studying blood may give us valuable ways to combat it.
Our blood? What's the evidence for that, Yael?
The evidence comes from an experimental procedure called parabiosis. When an old mouse is joined surgically to a young mouse so that they share a common circulatory system and blood supply, the tissues of the old mouse are rejuvenated by exposure to young blood.
No way! I'm not going to be surgically joined to a 20-year-old, even if it does make me feel younger.
Calm down, Don. You won't have to be. The research is aimed at identifying the blood substances responsible for the rejuvenating effect, so biomedical scientists can make a drug with the same effect.
Well, okay. Have they made any progress?
Yes, they have. Joining a young mouse with an old one also causes premature brain aging in the young mouse. In 2018, a large team of American and German researchers identified a protein called vascular cell adhesion molecule 1, or VCAM1, that may be responsible for this premature aging. When young rats are injected with VCAM1, they show signs of brain deterioration.
So, now we know how to make brains deteriorate faster. Great.
We know more than that. The researchers found that when they blocked the action of the naturally higher levels of VCAM1 in the blood of old mice, it had a rejuvenating effect on their brains.
Yael, I'm sorry for being so cynical. Maybe scientists really can do something about aging.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.